Assalamu alaikum.
This is your beloved brother Malaj Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. And it gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. So I decide this evening that I will not do call in and question me about anything you would like to question me on. I don't want you to misconstrue that I enjoy it from the utmost. But I realize that I always took time out on Monday and Tuesday and tried my utmost to be able to give back the things that I have learned in studying the Quran, the things that I have went out and brought into fruition, of understanding what success is all about and how do we become successful in the things that we try our utmost to be able to fulfill. It's nothing spooky, and it's nothing that you don't have that I don't have. For all of us was born with equal opportunity, and every last one of us have common sense. And believe it or not, the common sense, it does allow you to be able to understand what Allah would love for us to be able to carry out, because we have a job. You know, we say, do you have the patience of Job? And if you read about Job, Job never gave up in spite of him losing everything. He was also struck with disease. Y'all read about that? These are the things that God gives to us to make us understand that the life out there today is like being like Job. Job had a great deal of patience. And his patience was who? He had patience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. So he was called Job. But if you drop that vowel, Job, isn't that amazing? And is, do you have a patience if you're on the job waiting for God to give you your blessings? Well, that's the patience. The patience is persevering, the patience is endurance, the patience is to give everything you have. But it's not going to be what you want at the time you want. You got to work for it. So the question is, do you have the patience of God? That's an amazing question, brothers and sisters. And unconsciously, you may not. But this is why we do Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, and Rod Speaks. And we try to enlighten you on several things that you need to know in life. And when you grow, you will find out the more you grow, the more knowledge you want to obtain. But at the same time, when you start hitting that 20 and 30 and 40 and 50, you create wisdom. Now, keep in mind that wisdom, brothers and sisters, if you can't learn it, you have to experience it. For most of the people, if you came on a job and one has graduated with degrees, but the guy that's been on the job for a long time might jump over you because why? the continuity of what? Wisdom. So they will hire that individual because he is bona fide and he's qualified. No one will have to teach him the job. He's been on the job for a long time. So that will supersede unless you have creativity when you came out of college. And when they realize that you have that creativity, then yes, you'll jump over the one with experience because why? He didn't take them to another level. You may be able to do so. But that one is special. That one went to college not because their parents sent them to college. They went to college to study and be all that they can be. And as you go through the grades, you really don't know who you want to be, but you will choose, especially after being a freshman, you will choose, I want to do this here, like my son. One of my sons went to school to be a doctor in medicine. And he said, he's 4 years old, I'm going to be a doctor, Dad. I'm going to be a doctor. Oh, was I proud of him. 6 years in college studying to be a doctor. He changed his whole major. I said, well, what do you want to be now? He said, I want to be able to use this device that they put on you. I forgot what they call it. But they can check your heart. They can read it. And they understand it. I just had it done. So I said, well, why would you like to do that? He says, easy, and they pay a lot of money. Well, it's my son. I mean, I'm not here to change what he wants to be. Because you got to live with yourself. You can be anything you would like to be. As long as you're not trying to be a crook. So he changed his whole major. But he didn't want to do that. I looked on the YouTube, and my son fight with a big guy in Canada, and they what they call spitting back then. I didn't even know what that meant, but I was amazed that he was able to handle this guy without cursing. The other guy was cursing at him. They call battling. That's what they call it. So I was kind of fascinated. Then a guy made a mistake and said something about his mama. I said, okay, he's going to go off. Oh, he stayed in his language, which he was taught, and he was able to beat him. But then he changed his name, yes. His name is Akir. He's the seal. Because his mother wasn't having no more babies. That's it. You know, when you watch your child come out of that womb, not once, twice, the wrong way, you say, I'm not allowing my wife to go through that anymore. So he came out, and his renamed him Akia, the seal, no more coming. But he has a nickname called Ak Baby. Yeah, it changed his whole name, Baby. I guess that was to keep me to find him. But that's what he wants to do. He's the youngest. He's very aggressive, very intelligent. That's what he wanted to do. Well, what are we going to do? He's a young man. He ain't hit his 30s yet. But the point is that we can't dictate our children. As long as they clean, as long as they got good morals, all my sons are married. And no such thing as bachelors walking around me. You either get married or you stay in school and get that doctor's degree. But my children decide to take after their father, and they all got married. Yes, right now today. Because I've seen some beautiful Islamic sisters. I've seen some beautiful Christians that I wouldn't mind anyone my sons marrying. But you can't pick their wives. They're a man now. They're out there, and they have to learn. So I thank Allah that they're not doing anything in their Islamic clothing, not a physical clothes, morals, decency, all of that is the clothes you're supposed to wear. I say here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, X Enterprise, when I speak, because I say it all the time, that there's nothing in the Quran that's physical. So I decide that I will speak to you about a lot of things, as you should know, is right there in the book, in Revelation, is in the Bible. A lot of people want to say the Bible is taboo. That means you don't comprehend. It ain't for you. That's just what it's not. It's not for you. Because if you understood the Bible, you would understand, without any shadow of a doubt, the Bible is everything you should want to be in the way of reading. But if you don't comprehend it, it's very difficult to you understand it. But everything in life, everything, brothers and sisters, in life is not easy, because if it was easy, Allah would not have given it to us. You got to work for anything that's good. You must work for it. You have to work for it. If it comes to you easy, I'm telling you right now, run like hell, because it's not for you. You must work for anything that you do in life. So Job, he didn't give up. He kept realizing that he's going to worship God. So Satan, Iblis, he didn't like that. And he asked God, could he deceive him and trick him? Allah said, go ahead. And Satan took all of his cattle from him. You know, you sell cattle, you make money, and you use it for yourself. You have to eat. But he was very successful. Let's say he was wealthy. But he went back to Allah and said to Allah, oh Lord, allow me to attack his family. I said, go ahead. When he came home and saw his children's blood all the way up to his ankles, he dropped down in such a prayer. He was hurt. Boy, was he hurt. That material substance that left him, that's one thing, but to lose your children. But he bowed his head in sajda and said, there's no God but Allah. Now Satan is upset. He said, Lord, the only reason why he's not cursing you, allow me to strike him with a disease. Yes. Epilepsy. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. You hate to look at it. So the only thing he had was his wife, but his wife was turning on him because she felt you can't be a messenger of God and you're going through this hell that you're going through. But guess what? When he was struck with that disease, he went down to Sajda and said, there's no God but Allah. And Allah brought him back more wealthy than he was before. So that's why our seniors, our mothers, our fathers, they will say to us, do you have the patience of Job? I don't think so. Because I've seen families break up for the most unintelligent things that ever you can bring to the table. Stupid things why you break up, why you separate. But do you have the patience of Job? Somebody's not reading the Quran. And that's why these things happen. But Allah said he would try us. Try us with what? Try us with that which we love. So your wife and children is nothing but a trial to us. But I like the idea that I've been asked a lot of questions. And my beautiful niece asked me a question, and the question allowed me to talk about Solomon. And I love when, especially a youth, and I say youth, you're under 60, you're a youth. When a youth says, I always wanted to know about Solomon. But in that, I talked about the right hand possessed. That got her attention. And she told me she ain't never like that. And that's honest. But it's in the Holy Quran. How could you not like what's not in the Quran? Because you can't comprehend it. So Allah gives you permission. He gives you permission. If you can comprehend it and you ignore it, you get punished. But Allah don't charge people that don't know. It's like you saying, oh, they don't follow Islam. They never studied Islam. You never taught them Islam. So how are they going to learn something or try to speak about something that no one has taught them? And so Allah says in the Quran, O you Christians, no, he says, you know, Christians and Jews. No, he says Jews first. O you Jews and Christians and Sabbians, believe in one God in the hereafter. Did you get it, brothers and sisters? Believe in one God in the hereafter. That's what Allah wants for us. So you got 1.5 billion Muslims in Islam. I see what I said, in Islam. Muslims in Islam believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, 1 billion, 500 million. Some people say now 600, okay. However, there's 8 billion of us, brothers and sisters. So if Allah sent the rest of them to hell because they didn't choose El Islam, Satan won. We lost. That was his job, is to show that we ain't qualified and we ain't bona fide, and Allah gave us too much. That's what we was told. So there's no way we the minority and the majority gonna go to hell. I keep saying it. Here it come again. Every nature is a Muslim. Right now I'm talking about the human nature, the human being. We're one of a kind. We're a Muslim in our nature. But Islam is not kosher. We don't push it on anybody. But if you want to hear it, dial Block Talk Radio. New Africa X-Men hit the prize when I speak. I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks of the year, and you will learn it. Because I put myself in your part, in your position. Was I a Christian? Yep. Do I know that Bible? I can only say I know the Bible pretty good because of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, he had us teaching out of the Bible. He had his ministers teaching out of the Bible. Did they know the Quran? No. And if they did, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he knew you can't feed babies steak. We wouldn't accept it, not back then. So we had to eat baby food. But we was eating. We was trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth. We was trying. And I think we did a pretty good job, brothers and sisters. Very good job. So with that said, we should understand that the day you're living in, if you read your Quran, if you read your Quran, you will see or you will understand what day we are living in. But it doesn't come to everybody, and this is why we imams is supposed to study. We're supposed to study, and we're supposed to study enough to know, to understand why things are occurring. Now, if you're just talking how you feel, the intellect is going to reject it. But when you quote in the Holy Quran, their mind might reject it, but the nature is not going. Because it's our nature. The Quran is our nature. And so something about the Holy Quran, if you listen, just look at the jinn. If the jinn listened, they heard a beautiful recital, so they had to listen, brothers and sisters. So the jinn is good jinn. Allah says in the Holy Quran, there's a group of jinn that heard a beautiful recital. Nor jinn nor man should ignore that recital. There it is. So we gravitated to Islam because why? It was in our nature. Something moved our soul. Money, good homes, friendships, and all walks of life. Man, that got me, brother and sister. That surely got me. I had no money, had no home. We lived in the project. We think, well, it was our home, but they don't call it a home, was it? And we sure didn't have friendships in all walks of life. You had your mother, father, your cousin, your next door neighbors. But friends in all walks of life, you got Italians out there, Irishmen out there, you have Jews and Christians and Hindus, you got Latinos, you got Asians. Friendship in all walks of life, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to us, and they got our attention, and boy, did we come running. But we didn't have a clue where we was going. That inferior complex away from us, that someone was superior over us, that didn't happen. He drilled that in us. And you wonder why they say, hey, God, these are certain things I'm trying to give to you that I hear. But they're not wrong. For Allah says that He is the creator, His little creators out of here. But you ain't the Lord of the world, but you got God's spirit in you. There's no other ingredients in you but the spirit. The spirit is in you. And because the spirit is in you, you're the only creature that came here alive. That's important to understand. But we grow up in society and we take on this material substance and you find yourself on drugs, you find yourself prostituting, you find yourself just giving your body away to this man, that man. You get so that you can't even count it anymore. But it never hits your subconscious. Because if it hits your subconscious, it would send a message to the conscious that, you know what you call? Don't let me tell you. But you think no one knows it. And there's a word in the Holy Quran called kafa. I don't like that word because I never read that the prophet used it. But kafa is a word. But what is a kafa? Kafa is when someone talks about anybody that I know. And I don't say anything, then I'm a part of it. Because if I go back and tell that brother or that sister, you know what they're saying about you? They say, well, what did you say? I didn't say anything. That makes you a kafir. But if you ask me that question and I say to you, brother, sister, whoever you may be, I protected your rights. But my God, is it true? I'm still a kafir. But don't misconstrue Allah's word is not just one meaning. I'm a kafir in a good way. That's God's language. That ain't man's language. For what he called you, that's it. But nevertheless, they say these things. And it's not the right thing to allow yourself to be put in the material world. I don't mean you're not supposed to get wealthy. You can be wealthy. But don't neglect the hereafter, meaning don't get there because you do immoral things. That's what sends you to hell, especially if you know better. So you get it worse. You get it worse, brothers and sisters, because why? You know better. You know you're better than that. But you'll go out there, my sister, and you'll play that game because you go places that no one knows you. But they do. See, men like to talk, especially when they get in the barbershop. And you would hear them say, yeah, I was talking to Sister So-and-so and I made a bet that I'm going to get her. Isn't that amazing? Don't know that the man sitting there knows exactly who you're talking about. Well, it ain't his conversation. And so they go on to say, yes, and the fool, to show you they talk, the fool didn't hang up his phone. Because I guess the young lady didn't hang up neither. And he's talking to his boys and said, hey, man, you ain't going to get that. Oh, yes, I am, man. I'm going to win this bet. But he thought he was in love with you. I told who I was speaking to, some beautiful, lovely female. It wasn't my daughter or my granddaughter. But I said, that's a beautiful child. Oh, it was an Islamic sister. She was gorgeous. And I said to her mother, we put insurance on our car, our diamonds, our mink, our house, on all types of material stuff. But the real diamond is your daughter. Protect her. You got to protect her virtue. Why? Because nothing's dirty about sex. We make it dirty. When you know you're doing wrong, you turn the lights off. I learned that when I was 14 years old. But anything you love, you don't want no lights off. Don't turn no lights off. I want to see everything. Why? That's my wife. I'm not hiding in the dark, turn the lights off. No one could see us if we do what we have to do, and it's all over. I remember when I was young, they said, man, that girl's ugly. Yeah, but she got a beautiful body. And ain't nobody doing nothing with her. Hey, put a bag over here. We used to say that at 10 years old. I never liked it. I didn't like that. Because that's what's wrong today. I give you a good example. You say, man, you got three choices. And they bring out their daughter, oh, she's gorgeous. Guys, I'll take that one. Bring out the next one, and she's not as gorgeous as the first one, but she's pretty. I'll take that one. Then you come out in this homely-looking person. I said, I'll take that one. Now, people, they say, well, what did you do that for? I didn't see what she looked like. I saw her moral decency. I saw her innocence. I saw her capability to be obedient to God. Now, what happens? Well, the first two lost their wife to another man. 20 years old, I still got the same one. Why? Because of her moral. Now, women don't fear you, brother. Don't you ever think you can never stop a woman from doing what she wants to do? That's hell, if you think it. Now, if it happens to smack you in your face, you got to deal with it. But I'm saying that you cannot protect that woman from doing what she wants to do. That is not a marriage. That's a major sin. Matter of fact, that's hell. You're in the hell fire. However, the reason the female is loyal to you because she fears God and she knows that she believes she sees God but know that she can't see him, but he can see you. Muhammad Ali said something very profound. He said to the pimp, you do this, yep. You do this, yes. And you did that, yes. And you got him doing this, yes. And this and that, yes, yes. Out of money, champ. He said, let me ask you a question. Would you do that in front of your mother? Oh, no. My mother can't know what I've been doing. He said, then why are you doing it in front of God? I was only 17 years old. I said, whoa, he is 100% correct. So that's that female. She don't fear you. She fears her Lord. Why? Because them babies come through that womb. And because them babies come to that womb, she have to beg Allah because she ain't in charge what's in that womb. And she want her baby to come out being everything it should be. So she's consistently have to be obedient to her Lord. Because she got to take care of her babies. She got to take care of her husband. And most of the time, they take care of their mother. So you got to be a very upright individual to understand that you give back. This is a temporary world, brothers and sisters. Now, the reason why my radio show went viral many times is because this is how I talk. I'm a realist. So I've been there. I've seen it. I witnessed it. But I didn't play them games because I wanted something out of life. Now, I constantly say to all you out there that listens to me that I've done the impossible. But if you would look at it, you would think, and I use this word loosely, I was some freak because I give my money away. To all that needs it. I'm not a racist. I give money to my kind first. But I give money, I don't care what nationality, what religion. You need me, you got me. People that never heard of me. Why did I want to do this? Why I want to go into the networks and walk through those doors? Why did I want to create, sold out every arena in the country. I thank my nephew, Lashia, and I had a good talk. And he said, Uncle, I follow everything you do, and I brag about you. He knew things I didn't know he knew. But my purpose was two reasons, brothers and sisters, is to make it to Jannah. In order to make it to Jannah, you have to give back. You breathe a lot of air in, well, hold your nose in your mouth and don't give it back. You die. You drink his water, keep drinking. Keep drinking and don't let it out. You die. You eat his food, oh, you're going to become a beast. You will die. Anything good, water is good. We are one third of that. Anything good, food is good and nourishes your body, gives you the proteins and the nourishment and all the enzymes, everything you need. But who distributed it when it's in your body? You sure don't. That's what the angels are for. Angels are there to make sure you get all the goodness from God's earth and everything else go out the other way. You don't do that. Now, you can overdo yourself and put the wrong things in there, and the body says, hey, what are you putting that soda in? They can't relate to that. You can put pig in your body, the body can't relate to that. Then you wonder why you got all these diseases and how everything is broke down. Yes, let me say this to you. It's on my mind. Might as well give it to you because I didn't know it. So I used to drink salsa water. It didn't have the taste as you had with soda, but it gave you that shocking. And when my doctor told me, Dr. O said, anything that burns your tonsils when it goes down is telling you, don't put that in me. I said, but yeah, but it's water. No, all those bubbles go into your blood system. It stops the flow of the blood system. They got to tell me one time, oh, done. Oh, my coffee, I don't drink coffee. My tea, if I take tea, I make sure it's warm, not hot. Nothing hot is supposed to go down your throat. God heals you. Why? We are earthly people. If you put herbs in your system, Allah will heal you. But you can't put cigarettes in your mouth and blow that nicotine in your mouth and think it's going to help you. Drinking coffee, you think that's going to help you. Drinking soda, you think that's going to help you. Eating the pig, you think that's going to help you. Eating meat all the time. No, you're killing yourself. But that's you. You have a right. But if you eat properly, if you eat properly, Allah will heal you. He don't need us. But he can't heal the organs of the body if you're putting poison in your body. Simple as that. And they make money. Made a lot of money to put you on meds. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I was shocked because I was a martial artist, so I thought about it. And when I was ill years ago, I was weighing 180. And I just couldn't see laying in that hospital bed, so I started exercising. I couldn't move my leg. I lose 5 on one side, 5 on the other, but I kept doing it every day. And I lost my weight doing calisthenics. I didn't run. Too much weight on your ankles, your knees. It's not good at all, even walking. But I sat in that bed and exercised, and all of a sudden the weight was dropping. Couldn't understand why, and really, I'm going to tell you why I understand it now more so back then. So I come down 200, then I started getting up and exercising. And I became very strong and very young in my face and different things because why? You're eating right. You're protecting your real estate. But I saw a young lady, and she had customers that were weighing 170, 180, women, few men, but more women, and they said they was exercising, they was running, they was on the treadmill. She didn't let them do it. She made them do calisthenics, and they was losing 14 pounds within 7 days. Only 7 minutes of exercise. Calisthenics. I said, whoa. And that's what calisthenics does because it's natural. So you can lose the weight easily, of course, eating properly. Don't be obese when you eat. But if you move that body, because they got a thing now, you shouldn't sit down. But I've been a great martial artist, and a lot of them that listening to me right now will tell you I was a great martial artist. But I can honestly tell you I didn't run. That's why my knees are strong, my knees are strong, my hips are strong. I didn't run. Wasn't no running for me, no way. But I did calisthenics because that's what my sensei was pushing, calisthenics. So I know how to do calisthenics. And anything you do consistently, you don't have to lift weights to build your body. But I was able to do it until I come down to 60 pounds, 160. Now everybody say, I need to put some more weight back on. But we can do it, brothers and sisters. You don't have to have this. And I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to share with you. The doctor told me I had a little problem with my kidney. It's about 15-20%. So I went to a herb doctor. I wanted to find out. This woman was a bad woman. I had to give her credit. I talked to her the other day. She said, I ain't heard from you in 10 years, but you was my best client. But whatever she told me to do, I did it. Point was that I went to my kidney doctor and he said, what are you doing? And I told him what I was doing. He said, keep doing it. Because your kidney is normal. I said, thank Allah for Dr. Nafi, who told me that you are your own physician. Yes. Well, let nobody just do anything to you. Because all this stuff is happening, I'm working on something that can stop you all from going in that hospital and not coming home. Inshallah. That's what I do. People think I'm out of my mind. Well, what are you going to do about that? And you know the first thing they say, oh, you're going to need a couple of million. I said, no, I don't. I need 100 million. I know a couple of million. Well, where are you going to get that from? That's how I heard that all my life. How are you going to get this? How are you going to get that? How are you going to go to the moon? God is great. He's meant for me. I'm going to go work for it. And he'll give it to me when he chooses. But I think it's the great thing to do because it's not just for me. It's for our community. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of the worlds. We thank Allah, who is a system of all knowledge, who has no associates, no partners, and no wife and children. He is one. And we thank him for giving to us a mercy to all humanity in Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the seal of the Prophet. Peace be unto him and his companions and his descendants. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. And we always like to open up with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We like saying that because then Allah will guide your tongue. Because I always ask Allah to guide my tongue and see if, in fact, that I can bring certain things out that may allow you to comprehend. I can't make you comprehend anything. But you can plant the seed in the will of Allah if we grow, because we have to grow in the world. Allah asks us to grow in the world. And this is one of the reasons that he had to bring us the Holy Quran. There's no doubt in the Holy Quran, no doubt in it whatsoever. But if you just read and have no validity and what you're reading, it's hard for you to have the progress or even reach the level in life that you would like to reach, because Allah created us to be successful, and he created those who have something you may not have to help you become successful. Yep. That's what Allah has done. He said he only raised a few. This is Allah talking. He only raised a few. To be do what? To give back to a great deal of y'all that don't have that ability. And so I picked a topic I've been using. What time is it? And we can see that things are going on today. So what time is it? And some people think, oh, maybe I'm being cursed. Maybe this is the end of the world. What time is it? And sometimes we don't look at ourselves, but we are confined to our house, to our apartments, and we're not able to go anywhere. And if you go and check history, you'll find out that a little boy in the eighth grade came up with the idea that his, in his mind, we should separate the people, meaning, let's say he didn't like the bullies. So if they were all separated in the classroom, then one can't hurt the other. That was 8 years old. That 8 years old, I don't know if he's African-American or he was a Caucasian, never said that. They're not going to give you the credit, brothers and sisters. Don't ever think they're going to give you the credit, because 80% of this development of America comes from the mind of the black man and woman. But yet they stole it from us. And they will not put it in the history book, so no one knows at all. We are split up. You over here, over there, you can't talk to nobody. And they just said those masks, there's no such thing as anybody is going to give you a disease. Your body is good enough to fight off those diseases, because you'd be shocked and amazed what you eat. You don't even know what you eat. And then I tell you who distributes that food in your system. But if you keep eating the things you're not supposed to eat, you're going to pay a price. But the point is, we say Bismillah before we eat anything, because Allah can remove that poison from us. So the doctor said, when you put a mask on, now you can't breathe air, because you are able to breathe properly, will help you to maintain any germs you caught. But because you have that over your face, whatever come out your mouth that shouldn't be there inside you, it goes right back in because of the mask. So the mask is more of a harm than you wearing it. And that's what they're finding out today. But the mask was for to make money. But the ones that's catching the hell and will catch the hell is our seniors, because internally they're ill. Problem, lung problem, sugar diabetes, all these various different things. That's the one. But if you leave them in the house, they get worse because the germs are in the house. So who came up with the idea of putting, confining them in a nursery? They don't go out once in a while. They need sun. They need, that's what heals them. I don't care what medicine you give them, they got anything in there, probably proteins, the sun got to hit that. So they are more vulnerable. The child is not, unless the child got some kind of illness, to have asthma, then he or she is vulnerable. If you are not vulnerable and your organs up to par, you don't have to walk around here like a zombie. They got a thing about bringing the children back to school. But you see what's going on today, brothers and sisters, they don't want your child back in school. They don't want your child to learn. So they came up with this virus and all these different things to stop your child from being educated. But where they got them? On a computer. Computers went sky high. Everybody's buying computers. You get a computer today for $100, $125. Why? Because there's millions of people. Because why? They got to teach their child. So the child's hooked on that screen that messes with the eye, hooked on that screen that messes with their brain. They got to be on that screen to do their homework. But children like to play. Children like to meet and greet and be around people. They're not around them. So what are you doing to my child? Oh, y'all don't see it like that. This is a major, major trick in our con. And we will find out why it's going to get worse, because any disease you may have in the summertime and the weather will help clear. But when the winter comes, When the winter comes, I feel sorry for you all that's ill. That feeds the disease, the virus. But hell, man, we went through a whole lot of them. This one is a mental thing, more than what's going to attack you. But that's how Satan works. But we got a problem. What time is it? And I believe that the people that know they're Muslims in their nature, I'm talking to you all, that know that we are Muslim in our nature, know that we believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. What time is it? For the token of time, man is at loss. Where are we? You are lost of the things that is happening in the world. You must have faith. We do not expect what God asks us to do. We don't understand it. To reflect. This is time to reflect on your faith, to be a believer in God. We have to reflect back on the prophecy, the scripture, revelation, the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is your nature, brothers and sisters. We in the house, are we reflecting or are we playing the game? And we got our children are born. They got nothing to do. They can't go play basketball. They can't be around their friends. So what do you think this is doing to their minds? But where is our gymnasium? If we'd have built this 10 years ago, nobody got to tell us. You say only 10 can go in there. We only need 5 on the team. Y'all go and play for hours. You come out of there, another one go, another 10 go in there and play for hours. But you got 20 of them. So our children is interacting. But we have nowhere to go because if we got to eat in a restaurant, if we got to eat in a restaurant, we got to go to somebody else or to eat in the restaurant. We got our own restaurant. We got the whole block. So we're going to put tables on the outside and separate y'all. Now you can come eat at our restaurant. But you don't have that type of that capabilities because all of the emails don't think like that. Why? Because 90% of them came from poverty. I'm not talking about here in America, because if you're in poverty because you didn't get up off your tail, I'm talking about the foreign brothers in their country. That's why they came over to get an education, because over there is either rich or poor. Now, which one was it? But once you could come over here and make $100,000, about $200,000, you send 50,000 American money to them cities, farming cities. Oh, your family is living well. Because in most of them countries, that $1 is like $50 of their money. And some $100. So currency is powerful. So they come here and send money back, rightfully so. Would you want your mother to starve and don't have nothing in life? Then you go home and visit once in a while, but you come back to democracy. Think about that. So we have to go to everybody else. The question was, what time is it? What time is it, brothers and sisters? The religion of Islam, Allah gave us the freedom to believe in El Islam, to be free. Allah gave it to us. Come to my mind, it's the first prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the prophet of Al Islam. It's the seal of the prophet Muhammad. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. But the prophet was recorded to say, every one of us is entitled to his or her own opinion. But you in a country that's democracy, you don't have your own opinion. Your brother tell you, you can't even talk. You can't even raise your hand. Now, there's some sister that gives them hell. I got a sister just like that. You tell her she can't talk, you in trouble, buddy. She was raised different. She comes from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad free our sisters. You wouldn't tell her what's on her mind. She won't tell you. Allah created for every human being. It is in our intelligence. God made us more capable, fruitful, powerful. It's the human brain. That's the human brain, brothers and sisters. That is powerful. Do you know how powerful your brain is? If you look at God's creation on earth, there's no other life on this planet, earth, more powerful than the human being brain. There's no other life can change the environment more than the human being. We can change anything if we put our mind to it. But if you're playing games and you're lying to the people, conning the people, and you don't want to grow in life, Allah won't give it to you. You can't fool Allah. You can fool us. But Elijah Muhammad said, and I'll never forget it. He said, I quote, can you fool a Muslim? Now, nowadays, and this is the day he's talking about, because we didn't know how we was really a Muslim as we do today. Look at Jesus. You know why I like Jesus, and I'm talking about Jesus this evening? Because most of y'all have no clue that all of the prophets, brothers and sisters, every last one of them is you. And you fought Mr. Louis Farrakhan. You fought him. Because he said he is Jesus. Oh, that thought. Jesus said, I am going, but my mother is still here. Whoa. Just think about that. He's leaving, but his mother is still here. Well, what do you mean by that? Do you mean that Virgin Mary is still here? Because he's gone. Now, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, keep in mind, once you die, you ain't coming back. You're not coming back. And if there's a hereafter here, you ain't going to look what you look like, because that earth is dead. And Allah does not raise that dead earth up again, you imams, that says that you will be speaking in the grave. Man, take that overseas 1,400 years ago with the idol gods. You ain't got it, brother, for you to believe that a person dies and go to the grave. One, they don't die. Two, that's mud, dirt, clay, dust. But you belittle God and say, you're going to have to ask a question, and you're going to stand up in your grave. Brothers and sisters, I know you can't do this. But if you would go and use science and go back to the grave and pull your great-grandfather up, you're going to see nothing but bones. Where's the flesh? It was salaka. It was fed to all the ants and the termites and the worms and whatever else down there. Problem I got. That we dress it up, we put shoes and socks and everything on, and sometimes leave his jewelry. And the insect said, y'all supposed to be highly intelligent. You mean we got to eat through all of this? I laughed and stopped from crying, because it's surely stupidity. And then you want to turn the body in the grave a certain way. Now, in the Holy Quran, in the Holy Quran, it ain't me talking, it's Allah speaking. Allah says, turning your face toward the east and the west is not righteousness. Now, if that's not righteousness, why in the hell you have a right to turn me? Even though it's not me, but you think it is. For Allah said, you can fall and roll and can't get up. Make your prayer. Now, which way you turn? Matter of fact, you're in an area you don't even know what's the east or the west. So it's not righteousness. It's not righteousness for y'all to put emphasis on the grave. Good for undertakers. Hell yeah, they make a lot of money, especially from the Christians. You know, he's 6'4", and he weighs 300 pounds. So we need a wider coffin. Well, how much that's going to be? Oh, that's going to cost you $2,500. Oh, yeah? But because he's heavy, you don't want him to be down there on that hard metal of that coffin. What are you doing? We're going to put the real soft pullers on him. Oh, okay. Well, that's another $2,000. Now, brothers and sisters, they've been doing this to us from day one. Now we're in LSR, we get this done. No, they got a new thing now. They put you in a box, and they send you to West Hell. Now, the reason why you go to West Hell, because West Hell, I say that, you go to West Hell because the foreign brothers own all that land out there. They say, we'll get them. Why? Well, right now, they pay $2,000. No, your insurance pays. Right now, they pay $2,000 to be next door, down the street. But let's take them to West Hell where nobody wants to come, so you leave everybody behind. So let's take them to West Hell and give it the money to them. Who makes the money? They make the money, and the undertaker makes the money. But your brothers live right here, and your brothers have land. You're not going to give it to him, but those people that you went there to West Hell ain't bringing nothing to your masjid, nothing to your community, and you're not going to benefit. So look at it. Just think about it. They close us with all kinds of different names. Hellfinger. Every name you can think of, but it ain't us. But we wear the clothes. Same thing with the female. She don't sew no more. She's too pretty to sew. Or too trifling. But more important, she has to go out and buy her clothes. Because there's no factory that makes clothes. And then when the sister go get it, she got to go all the way overseas and bring it back to you because you won't do nothing for yourself. Then we go in their restaurants. Oh, we love their restaurants because they say halal. But who's cooking our food? Well, they don't know how to cook. They smart. They hired your aunt, your uncle. Yeah, men can cook. And they learn it, and then they get rid of you. Now, who's in the kitchen? You know, the foreign people. Who's feeding you? They are. And now they're burying us. When you go there to them buries, you know, I'm from security. You know, I secure Mr. James, I secure Malcolm, I secure the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I secure Muhammad Ali, I secure Herb Muhammad. I was a great security man. So I'm very observant. And it looked like they be smiling from ear to ear. Look at these fools. All you got to do is tell them you're going to give them a deal. But where's the deal? East Orange? No. Well, what grave am I going to? How about Lisbon? No. Well, where am I going? Well, it's going to take you an hour to get there, but look how much money you're going to save. Stuff for Allah. You know, brothers and sisters, I mean what I say. I laugh to stop from crying because I see this and it's happening. So look at Jesus. Jesus said, I'm going, but my mother is still here. And he said, there will be more mothers like my mother. The New Testament speaks about there will be a new is coming. We said Christ is going to return, but why don't you read? Why don't you read? But Christ, what do that mean? Christ is going to appear. But he was crucified. Did you know that? Yes. That's what they said. He was crucified. So he said, they crucified me repeatedly. Now, wait a minute. Christ was crucified repeatedly. Shouldn't I get your attention? Over and over again. So that's why they put the cross on his back and made him walk over and over and over again. But the Holy Quran clears that up and said, they killed Christ not. And they killed Jesus. The way I understand it, that God says, look to your community. You see your mother. Jesus said he was born from purity mother. She was pure. She had purity. She was clean from a mother. Another will be born. Oh, you don't read the Bible. You don't hear what God says. It's right there in the Quran, but you skip over because in your mind, you was taught about Jesus and the wrong Jesus that you think when we speak about Jesus, we got away from Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. brothers and sisters, Allah had to build Prophet Muhammad. Prayers, peace upon him, to get to the seal, you had to go through his trial and error. And all the prophets, they prophet to us, but they were slave servants to Allah, went through trial and error. Everything happens in moderation. So Jesus is saying there, is more mothers just like my mother. There will be more children born pure like me. The New Testament says that it would be another Christ will be born. If they keep crucifying him repeatedly, that means he will coming back over and over again. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? Whoa, did you get it? If they crucify him over and over, that means he will come back over and over again. What does that mean? You know what that means? Jesus saying, I am in you and you are in me. Can you figure it out? You know what that means, brothers and sisters? That every woman on the planet is Virgin Mary. Ah! And through that womb is going to come another Jesus. Wow! Is that why Mr. Farrakhan said he is Jesus? Because he reads and he comprehends. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. You are Jesus. Yes, brothers and sisters, there's no femininity, no masculine when God speaks to you, human. But if you would study him, you would understand what's going on today. My community, but my common sense tells me that there will be more children coming behind him, Jesus, that will be crucified. Are we being crucified? They use the word Christ. That means pure. Your purity. What is purity? That God created you to be in. Your original state. It means good. We got to understand, brothers and sisters, that Allah is in charge. Do we have faith? That's what you should ask yourself. Do you have faith? Do you know what time it is? Do you have faith? The people of religion should have faith. You should be able to see your house burn down if you have faith. A member of your family can lose their job, but do you have faith? You should have faith. You have to be obedient to serve God. You should obey the seasons of the seasons, the four seasons come every year, and that grass, it will grow into the seasons out. It dies. Oh, yes, it does. But it should inspire you if you study the grass. That's God's creation. And when it looks like it's dead, it's older. And when the new season comes in, it comes back to life. Oh, it's living now. They can see that they are doing the will of God, and they'll stand up, straight up. I heard a man said, it's like people called the prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Straight up, Allahu Akbar, and fall down. It got right back up with the new season. And this is the way we have to be. Like God's creation. Study my creation. Read in the name of your Lord that created. And that when that snow is there, no one could do anything. Everything is dead. Stand up in the garden like a soldier. We're protecting our family. We're protecting our community. We're protecting our loved ones, our neighbors. You got to have the spirit. You got to have faith and spirit. Because if not, you'll be troubled. Your mind is troubled trying to figure out what's going on. But the spirit will lead you, will allow you with your soul be happy. With your being of a fit for the nature in which you are created. Yes, that's the spirit. And we look at the rain and the hail and the snow and the storms. We even look at lightning. Light. What do lightning is? It's that's your mind. It goes on and on. You see it, you don't see it. So we should understand these things that if we don't come together in unity, we don't understand what unity is about, you'll never get it. Allah will not give it to you. You have to understand that unity is everything. So they don't want us to see us change our condition, our willpower, to establish the economy for our community, not for ourselves, our community. They fear us that we will become established in mathematics, established in art, being a creator, architect, a developer. We can establish this, but they don't want us to establish this. They want us to establish material substance. When you show them, if you show them in your dying faith that you will die as a Muslim, they will come concerned. But they know you are convicted. Convicted in that you will be a Muslim forever. They know they can't change it. Muhammad the Prophet, 1,400 years ago, his followers was faithful. They believed. There's only one God. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, was the seal of the Prophet. Muhammad the Prophet is the seal, peace be upon him, of all the prophets. So that did not believe, they wasn't convinced. And that we who believe, we are convicted. We are not going to change our faith. But those who rejected faith and rejected the Holy Quran and rejected Muhammad the Prophet's seal, the seal of the Prophet, peace and rest be upon him, the power of the being knew they cannot change your faith. But let us stop them from developing economics for their community. They do not want to allow us to create material success for our community. So what are they going to do? Sit around? Is that what you're going to do, brothers and sisters? To sit around and be a ghost? Where is our community life? The community is the prayer. Your prayers is the community. Prophet Muhammad, prayers be upon him, is a community. Our unity is a community. Our house of worship is a community. Whether you got a little corner store or you got a rental building that you got or you got your home, that's our community. But we got away from our community and we became individuals. And once you become an individual, Allah don't give you no more. This is a community. Our spirit is a community. Our being and future is a community. If we understand that, we'll be more successful. But it's amazing to me. It's amazing that I gave you America. In 1 year, it was an uproar. Now you want another year, and you're tearing the country up. Now, even you, you can't run for president, but you can vote. And some of y'all won't even vote because you don't want to stand in that line. But even you know something is wrong. That is not the right president in that house. So something is wrong. And none of you can stop him because he is powerful enough to do anything you want. But when you're so powerful, everybody else, you're just right for God himself. But I'm using it as a metaphor. While he's president, he's my president. And I will never disrespect him. But when it's time to vote, and we want him out of there, you got to vote. But put that aside. What about the brothers in the masjids? They ain't on that level. But what level are they on? Procrastination. What level are they on? What level are they on? It's amazing to me that with all this knowledge, we're not together. It's amazing to me that all these different school of thoughts, but we're not together. That's amazing. That's amazing. In spite of all what just happened. But Black Lives Matter. And all you don't want to be black, you might as well walk amongst the white folks, because if you look white, stay over there. Because if you come around us, when they pull that trigger, you dead. they ask you where you come from, you just look black. So black life does matter because we suffer for 400 years. For the first time, it matters all around the world. But yet, we read the Quran and we can't see it. We can't understand it. Then Allah said, I need nothing from you. So we thought, because it was given to us, that the brothers, Judaism, was going to say, Allahu Akbar, and call the prayer. We thought that Christianity is going to say, Allahu Akbar, and all the people are going to come to prayer. Hayya Salat. But the Arabs had it. Bilal was calling everybody to prayer. Not with no bell, no horn, his natural voice. A slave. A slave, brother, that was cut free, became one of the companions. But that was to teach us that we have it now. Because they messed it up around the world. We have it. Are we calling anybody to prayer? We don't call people for dinner. We don't feed people. Yes, you do in your little masjid. Yes, in your little masjid. That's not what Allah is saying. 400,000 of us put $10 together. Why, brother, they'd be talking about how we feed the whole state that was poor. And other people would have joined us. But we wait on someone to lead us. And our brothers to jail for years established Islam in America. Our brothers have gave their life and died in the line of duty of propagating Islam in America. You forgot? Our sisters, we went to jail, lost our life because you touch our females. That's it. We put fear in America because we moved as one. Today we don't even know who you are. Today, it's like nothing never happened. I'll tell you like Corleone's son said. Mike said when they went against him and stole his money, he said, I was trying to get out. Pull me back in. It's amazing, brothers and sisters, that you have gave so much money, put all the messages together. You have given at least a million or two. But go ask them, where's your money? Go ask them to show you your bank account. I say yours, because if you are over top of the masjid, that account is for the community. And if in fact we was collectively, there would be nobody in the state of New Jersey that's going to have a community and they stealing the money and taking it elsewhere. There is no masjid will suffer because we all want, and you help the least one. You give back. If, in fact, we'd have did this 20 years ago, 10 years ago, we would have our own get-together community where we can enjoy ourselves, and more important, as long as we ain't trying to be outside the law, we don't want trouble. If you say only 10, it'll be 10. Only 20, it'll be 20. We ain't trying to hurt anyone. But at least we can prove that we know one another. We got a communication hotline that we talk to everybody. We got a community who is doing what is happening, who's not being taken care of. We have it. When we've been down for 3 months, you didn't have $100 each month. multiply that by 400,000. But because we waiting on someone else that don't look like us to lead us, you know, back in slavery, I'll put it a little cleaner. You're supposed to turn towards the Qibla. That was supposed to bring us back up to who we are. But it seems like you all don't know you turn towards Jerusalem. That's material substance. And that's what you're involved in, material substance. About what money you can get for yourself, what money you can get for your immediate family, but the hell with the community. I don't accept that. If I say anything to hurt anybody, apologize from the bottom of my heart. That is not my intentions. If I said anything incorrect, you have a right. It's subhanAllah. We all make mistakes. We're human. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, our fitra, step out in the nature in which you have created, and if you step up in your consciousness and your obedience to God, your taqwa, oh, give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I greet you from our father Adam, and one day I'll do a story on Adam, because most people don't know. You don't even mention him. We say the peace and blessing be upon him. That's our biological father. And when we greet her, we greet him, we greet her. They're one soul. And I greet you from our biological father, son. Yes, are we all the children of Adam? That's Abraham. And Abraham is the father of the intellectual mind and the father of all nationality. He's a thinker. Allah gave him that gift. And from Jesus Christ, Christ is pure, Christ is Muslim. Is a Muslim pure? That's what you're supposed to be. That's Christ. And we greet you from the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. We salute him with the excellent salute. May the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet and his descendants and his companions. And I greet you from the Holy Quran in the language which Allah has given to us, and it's his language. No one can take credit for it. As-salamu alaykum. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And inshallah, I return tomorrow. And normally when I do Tuesday, I try to, if you have a question for Murad Muhammad, you're able to do so. And you will be able to hear me on Blog Talk Radio. I'll never forget the people that took me viral that once, twice, three times. And I'll never forget the loyalty of my Jewish followers and my, and when I say followers, meaning they respect the knowledge. They're Jews, and they're going to always be Jews. My Christians, I love them for that. They're always going to be Christians. Inshallah, they may come. And I have brothers that's in the Hindu religion. And I got a lot more, but I'll never forget them. They have treated me very well for 7 years, continuity. Thank you for listening. Tune in from 7 to 9 tomorrow. Inshallah. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.